Hi ladies, welcome. I see a few of you here already, so we're a couple of minutes early. We'll give it 2 minutes and then I will kick off. If you have any questions at all, you can just pop them in the little box below and I will answer everything at the end, or you can raise your hand and we will deal with it there and then as well. So I hope everyone's having a fantastic weekend and a nice Sunday, wherever you are in the world. If you are over in the West or over here in the East with me in Singapore or likewise. And today's topic is, are you ready to leave the 9 to 5 and become a full-time yoga teacher? So that's what I'm going to be talking you guys through today. If you don't have a copy of the free handbook that accompanies this webinar, then you can get it. Hold on, I'll see if I can pop it up here for you all. However, you can get it. You will get a link out if you go to the Yoga Bellies courses page and you register on there. You will get access to the replay that should be up tomorrow, and you will also be able to download your 8-page handbook, which will help you go through the material that we're going to cover today as well, guys. Okay, so it's going to be a super busy one today. I'll just wait 1 or 2 more minutes. Let me see. Yep, lots of faces here. Hello, ladies. Karen, Catherine, Emma, Lindy, Lisa, Katie, Kitan, hi. Okay, so I've got quite a lot to cover. So let's just kick off. Oh, little question here. Hi, Emma. Woo, hi, how are you? Yep, so that's what to do. Just use the Q&A box if you've got any questions at all, ladies, okay. Right, now what I'm going to do, my picture is flickering on and off. So I'll do my intros with my video on, and then I'm just going to switch off so that you can concentrate on the slides and obviously you'll still be able to hear me, okay? So let me screen share here. Here we go. Always a fun bit, trying to get things to work. Here we are. Okay. Nope, that didn't work. Bear with me. The joys of PowerPoint, guys. Here we go. Okay, let me just make this the correct size. There, some more here. There we go. Right. So just make this the correct size for you guys. You should be able to see me in the corner at the moment. And we'll just go back to the beginning. All right. Okay, so we've got quite a few people here now, so that's fine. I'll just pop this wee bit about. Okay, ladies, I will begin again. Welcome. I am Cheryl McDonald, founder of Yoga Bellies. Thank you very much for joining me on Sunday, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And today we're going to be talking about, are you ready to teach yoga full time, and the 5 things that you need to have in place for this. Okay, so we've got quite a cross section of ladies here, and it's not all yoga teachers. Some of you are prospective yoga teachers, so you might find yourself in one of these categories. Okay, you'd love to be a yoga teacher, but you cannot imagine making enough money to cover your expenses or to substitute what you currently get paid for your corporate job or your 9 to 5, whatever that is, okay? Or it's possible that you are currently already teaching yoga classes, but you want to scale up your offering to go from that part-time, maybe it's 1 or 2 classes a week, maybe it's 5 classes in the evening, but you want to offer a full-time offering so that you can sack that 9 to 5 altogether. Or you are already teaching yoga full time, but you are not making the money that you deserve to make as a hardworking yoga teacher, okay? And we all know that yoga teachers work a lot harder than just rocking up for 1 hour twice a week. There's so many things going on in the background there that other people just do not see. or you're teaching yoga and you want to scale up your business growth and efficiency. So you may not be wanting to teach more yoga classes. You may be looking at other ways to generate revenue while you're asleep, for example. Oh, hold on a wee second. Okay. Lisa, you are a Pilates teacher and you want to scale up. Absolutely no problem at all. We will have lots of people here. I know that we've got a chiropractor and a physio here as well. So we have lots of different people from different areas. You don't necessarily need to be a yoga teacher right now, but you're wanting to teach yoga and scale up your business, okay? Or again, you're teaching already, but you want to niche down the type of yoga that you're teaching and start treating your yoga teaching like a proper business. Okay, so we'll cover this straight away. We are going to be talking about you teaching yoga as a yoga business, because unless you are in fact employed by a gym or someone else to teach classes and you're given a salary, then you are in fact a yoga business owner. Okay, if you're running your own classes, generating your own income through courses or products or meditations, then you are a yoga business owner. And that is how I'm going to refer to you throughout this. So I know that in the yoga community, we have, you know, there's not a hugely positive money mindset and people can become uncomfortable talking about money, or they feel they shouldn't earn money as yoga teachers. And I'd like to, I mean, that's a whole other workshop that we do, but that's something we want to get past as well. Okay. Yoga teachers work extremely hard and deserve very much to be paid what they are worth. Okay, and it can be a full-time job, and I will tell you how. So this is what we're going to cover today. This is what you'll learn today, okay? Why it's not just enough to want to get out of your 9-to-5 job. That is not enough to become a successful yoga business owner, all right? And we're going to look at some of the things that you really need to find out if you're cut out to be a successful yoga teacher or yoga entrepreneur, all right? It's not as straightforward as, oh, I'd really like to teach yoga. I'm also going to give you a 10-point yoga business startup checklist, okay? So even if you already have a business, you can be ticking these boxes off just to make sure that you have these support systems, these different things in place before you actually hand in that resignation letter, because I want to make sure that everybody is okay and that they know they're doing the right thing confidently, okay? 4 yoga teacher support systems as well that no fledgling yoga business should be without, and where you can find these things too. And at the very end, if you want to join me, I'm going to be talking about how you can actually win a scholarship to my upcoming Empower 300-hour program. I know some of the guys that are on here have actually already done Empower. You can still enter if you like. So super, super simple. I'll explain how to do that. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the program if you want to hear more about that as well. So for those of you who don't know me or haven't met me before, I will tell you a little bit about myself. I am 42 years old. As you can probably tell from my accent, I am from Glasgow. I currently live in Singapore. I've been here 8 years with my husband, mind blown, and my son, Kaelin. And I have been practicing yoga for 25 years, maybe a bit more. And I've been training yoga teachers for about 15 years, okay? Now, I started Yoga Bellies when I was thinking about becoming a mum. I worked as a business analyst in corporate, and I just did not see how I was going to function with a new baby and also work all those hours as well, okay? And I was teaching yoga for free, part-time in the evening, as some of you might be doing just now, you know, for friends and family, that kind of thing. And I never, ever thought it could be a viable business option. I certainly never thought it could replace my very well-paid career as a business analyst. And it did. And that just started from me teaching yoga in my spare bedroom when Kaelin was a baby, okay? So it can be done. I have done it myself and I can show you how to do it as well. Just a bit of a background about Yoga Bellies. When I started Yoga Bellies, what I was looking for was something to help me stay balanced as a woman who really suffered with pregnancy. I wanted to meet other new mums. I was the only one of my friends. I was the first one to have a baby. And I wanted to find a better way to birth as well, as I was absolutely terrified of giving birth, which led me to train in hypnobirthing and to eventually develop the Birth Rocks program as well. So I used yoga, meditation, self-hypnosis, sound and aromatherapy, all of these different elements that I was trained in, and I created Yoga Bellies from this. It was born, all right? And it really is a community of women supporting women, and that is what it's all about. It's not jump on the yoga mat, pull some shapes, go home skinny. That's not what it's all about. The main thing at Yoga Bellies is about us supporting each other through these vital life stages, through pregnancy, through the menstrual cycle, through menopause, all of these different things. All right. So a bit about my background. Why should you listen to anything I've got to say? I have studied and practiced yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, Tao Tantra, women's health, childbirth education, hypnosis, womb work, holistic healing, massage, all of these different things over the many, many years. If it's weird and wonderful, I have probably studied it. I've trained hundreds of Yoga Bellies teachers and birth rocks mentors across the world. So I'd like to think that I know what I'm talking about. Yoga Bellies has taught over 100,000 women in the UK alone over the past 10 years. I haven't taught all these women myself. The many, many Yoga Bellies teachers have taught these women, and we are all supporting each other in this network. I've written 10 books on yoga and women's health, which you can find in any good bookshop or on Amazon. Actually, one that might be of interest to you is my new book, My Dream Yoga Business Journal. I'll just flash it at you, hold on. Nope, that's first of all, wrong book. This one, which just came out the other week there. I don't know if you can see that, okay. And it's quite meaty, and it's basically, the idea is to basically help you take that idea, again, whether you're a yoga teacher or whether you are thinking about becoming a yoga teacher, just conceptualizing that idea. There's a bit at the back where my yoga business plan, competitor research, go-to-market strategy, and just lots of nice reflections if this is something that you're thinking about starting to take seriously. With regards to running a business, that's some of the awards up the top that I have won there. I also was a winner on Dragon's Den, which you may have seen. If you haven't seen that, you can have a good old laugh at that one. You'll find me on Yoga Bellies TV. So you can see me there. I've also been on This Morning teaching yoga for pregnancy and babies with Phil and Holly. So that wasn't terrifying at all. And all of these publications here that you can see, I have been featured in, or Yoga Bellies has been featured in at some point. And I've also worked with lots of lovely celebrity ladies helping them prepare for birth and get through pregnancy as comfortably as possible. All right. So why am I teaching this today? I want you to understand exactly what a successful yoga teacher does to make their business work. And as I said, it's not as simple as rocking up to the yoga mat twice a week, you know, and prancing around and going home. There is so much else going on in the background that you really need to have in place if you want to be successful. I also want to be able to help you determine if the life of a yoga teacher really is for you, because people, I don't want to make it sound awful. It's a brilliant life choice. I absolutely love it. I'm so blessed to be able to do this, but you really need to understand what it is and to figure out if that really is what you're looking for. All right. And to make sure that you've got the key things that you need to start your yoga business in place before you give up your day job. And also to identify the yoga teacher support systems that are absolutely essential to get you started and to keep your business going. B-sip, this is thirsty work. So why is this topic more important than ever now, ladies? More and more people are training to become yoga teachers. Now, don't let that put you off, because there is a big difference between someone who trains to become a yoga teacher and someone who owns a successful yoga business, all right? But to be successful, you need to understand what this actually involves. And a lot of yoga business has now moved online, as we know, because of the pandemic. And now a lot of it has actually stayed there. And I do all of my teacher training online now, and I actually find it fantastic. I find it's much more interactive. You actually get to see people and get to know them so much better than you would in a teacher training where you go one weekend a month. With online, you have so much more contact, and you can see people on a pretty much daily basis, and you're always talking to them. So it does have its advantages. So if you're a complete technophobe, I will talk a bit about that. Don't be scared of the online environment as well, okay? But our working environment and the opportunities that we have as yoga teachers has changed as well. If you're thinking about giving up your current career to teach yoga, I want to be able to help you determine if this is a good choice for you, okay? So we need to be really honest with ourselves. And if you want to take notes, that's absolutely fine. As I said, you will have the recording of this webinar as well, and you'll have the workbook to download after too, to do a bit more further thinking on it. And I want to identify some key things to have in place before you start that yoga business too. I think my slides are a wee bit slow. Bear with me. Oop, there we go. Right, okay. So I am just going to stop my video just now because it's distracting the life out of me. It's flickering in and out. Okay, so there are two types of yoga teacher. Okay, so as I'm always saying, there is obviously you have teachers that are employed. Let's forget about employed yoga teachers just now. We're talking about born entrepreneurs and reluctant entrepreneurs or yogipreneurs, however you like to describe yourself. Okay, now I'm sure that most of you are here today because you're ready or perhaps overdue leaving your day job and you want to stop working for other people and begin working for yourself as a yoga teacher in your own yoga business. And like the professional yoga teacher that you are, you want to make sure that this is a viable idea before you actually take the plunge. Now, you want to see what you have to put in place in order to have a successful exit strategy. But before you even begin to plan, it's really, really important to get one thing clear, all right? Your reason for wanting to fly solo. So you need to be honest with yourself here, guys. Entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes, and in spite of what some people might say, there is not a single ideal profile for what makes a successful yoga business owner, all right? Now, there's two types of entrepreneur. There is the born entrepreneur and the reluctant entrepreneur. So born entrepreneurs, they've never been comfortable working for others. Now, by that, I don't mean that they're antisocial loners. I am definitely a born entrepreneur, quite the reverse. They're more likely to try and take over every company they've ever worked for because they don't agree with the way management does things. So if you're thinking tech, that's me, then you could be a born entrepreneur, all right? These people tend to have high employment turnover rates. Have you had lots of jobs? They leave job after around about 2 years. They're always looking for new challenges as well. And while others see things in kind of black and white, born entrepreneurs are always looking for things that are a unique third alternative, if you will. And these people, you know, they sit at meetings and they're people that will kind of say, you know, but what if we did this? But then you've got reluctant entrepreneurs, okay? And we see this in a lot of yoga teachers as well. Now, these are the people who are stuck at home. Maybe they're looking after older parents, seriously ill partners. Maybe you'll find suddenly single mothers who need to look after their kids if their spouse has left them, that kind of thing. And one of the largest segments of reluctant entrepreneurs is also people and the older demographic, maybe those whose jobs have become redundant, okay? And I know a lot of people have experienced this recently. Now, that doesn't mean if you are any of these people that you are not going to be a good yogipreneur. It just means that you really need to look at the reasons why you're doing this, okay? Now, everyone also thinks that entrepreneurs are extroverts, okay? People that own businesses, start their own businesses, they're really outgoing. But some of the most successful entrepreneurs are actually introverts. And many entrepreneurs have ADD or ADHD, like my good self. And also a large segment is abuse victims as well. They often leave the survivor stage and they take their places back on the world stage. And these entrepreneurs are often the most driven, most positive, and most dynamic business people because they fought so hard to get their freedom and personal power, all right? But the one, so these are all fantastic. These are great people. Well, not great people to be obviously abuse victims, but these are all good reasons to be an entrepreneur. But the one type of entrepreneur that you do not want to be is someone who is doing this. They are becoming a yoga teacher because they don't want to work in 9-to-5 employment. Now, this is not a moral judgment. It's not for everyone. But people who quit unbearable situations are often doing the only thing possible after, you know, trying to make things work out. But if people quit under extreme stress and pressure, sometimes they are becoming entrepreneurs for the wrong reason, all right? So I just want you to take down some notes. Think about why you're really doing this. You know, do you see yourself in any of the people I've spoken about, positively or negatively? And I really just want you to think about if you're running away from one situation, then it's possible you will run away from your new one if you don't get the success that you were hoping for, or even worse, if you procrastinate or you don't take action because you don't believe in yourself, all right? So you really need to think, am I cut out for this? It's really important to take a long, hard look at your motivations and your reasons, ladies, and make sure your new yoga business is set up for success on a professional level too. Okay, so hopefully this has got the wheels turning. You're starting to think, is this really for me? This webinar is all about taking the emotion out of shifting from your 9-to-5 job to a work-at-home flexible yoga business, all right? If you follow the 5 steps I'm going to take you through, it will be very clear why you're considering leaving your 9-to-5 job, and what's even better, you will be properly prepared to start up your yoga business safely and for success, all right? So let's get started. Okay, so number one, we need to have a clear, strong reason born out of passion, not a lack of passion, okay? So let me elaborate on that one. You should have a yoga business idea or niche that you are so passionate about that you eat, sleep, and dream about doing it. A burning desire to help a specific group of people. These people are your tribe, the people that you are serving, all right? And the conviction to do so. Specific goals for your personal brand and your yoga business, things that you want to achieve through owning and building a yoga business. And also, very, very important, we'll go into this in more detail, a realistic yoga business plan that spells out everything that you plan to reach with these goals, okay? So here is me. And my strong reason is I spent 15 years learning about practicing and teaching yoga for women because I believe so passionately and the importance and the benefits of yoga for women, and that I truly believe that every woman needs yoga in their life and the community that yoga provides as well. So that's my strong, clear reason, and it's very much born out of passion. So a yoga business, okay, or a yoga business dream, it's not an idea, but it does start with an idea. So you will either need a really strong goal or a consuming passion for your yoga business, as I've said. So are you very passionate about doing this? Why are you passionate about doing that? All right. Your passion will push you through. It will get you through hard times because, you know what, running a business is not all plain sailing. It can be tricky. So don't think it's going to solve all of your work problems if you walk away from the office. There are a whole set of unique problems that businesses have as well, and that you will have as an entrepreneur that you did not have to think about when you were employed, all right? Now, if you're not quite sure exactly how this yoga business is going to work, you need to answer these following questions. So please take some notes here as well, guys. Is being a yoga teacher something you've always wanted to do? Why is that something that you've wanted to do? Now, this is super, super important, okay? You need a clear, strong reason. You need to get to the root of why you want to go it alone. You don't just want to be a yoga teacher. You want to own a yoga business. You want to work for yourself, all right? And this is another step closer to helping you define what makes you stand out as a yoga teacher. And if you want to succeed, you are going to have to stand out, all right? There needs to be something special about you as a yoga teacher that can make the right people, that's your tribe, the ones that you know you can help, choose you and not the other 50,000 yoga teachers out there, okay? Now, at this point, I do not want your lack of self-confidence to attack you here and tell you, oh, well, there's nothing special about me. There is something special about every one of you. And we're just going to need to figure out exactly what that is so that we can let our tribe know about it, okay? Now, this is where it's really important at this analytical brainstorming phase not to rush in. So when you think you've got all the boxes ticked, I want you to go over your answers again. And after this webinar, go through your workbook and, you know, dig deeper. Ask yourself questions, things like, can I do this without becoming a full-time entrepreneur? Is this the best way for me to help my tribe? Is this the most effective yoga business model for me? So if you're here, you've probably got a yoga business or you're thinking about starting one and you have a few ideas. So I want you to really dig into that and look at how you're going to be serving your tribe and if that's the best way to do it, all right? And also, what is special about you as a teacher? What can you bring to your people that nobody else is doing? Or if someone else is doing it, how can you offer that better? How can you improve on that? So if you're having trouble coming up with specific ideas for your yoga business. So don't panic if you don't have the most original idea in the world. Do you know what? I did not invent pregnancy yoga, but I knew that what was available for women was not enough. I knew it could be improved. I knew there were better ways to do it. And that's why I invented Yoga Bellies. And I used all of the different skills that I had, including the business skills that I had from industry. They do not go to waste, ladies, believe me. And I took them and I made things better and put that together as Yoga Bellies. So I want you to take the time now to just identify your most effective and natural way of helping people, all right, through yoga. Also, what do you do for fun? These are things I want you to identify. What do you like doing? What you have experience with and what you do really well that you take for granted. So what do people say? Oh, you're really good at that. You're fantastic at public speaking. You're really empathetic. You have a gorgeous headstand. Whatever your thing is, you know, get that down. Just take some notes while we're going through this just now. What kind of thing do people always ask for your help with? What are you the go-to person for? Are you the go-to IT person? Oh, Joanne knows how to fix these spreadsheets. Or, Caroline knows how to deal with analytical problems. Or she's really good at dealing with difficult customers. You know, what kind of things do people ask for your help with? And what has no one else thought of in this area that you want to work in? All right. So what are you bringing to the table that's new? As I said, is it new or is it something that you know you can improve that's not been done as well elsewhere? All right. So just think about the most obvious ideas here. Obviously, you can expand on this later yourself and with your workbook. And, you know, just take some extra time, let it gel for a day or two, and then brainstorm a bit more to just kick that up a notch until you find yourself getting really excited about one of your choices, all right? Now, that sort of excitement is what grabs you in and just makes your heart hammer a little bit more, and that's when you know you've found the right business idea for you. Does your yoga business idea tap into everything we've talked about here? Is it specialized? And I can't tell you enough how specializing is the best thing that you can do for yourself right now. Specializing means that you are unique, and unique means that you stand out. All right. So Yoga Bellies focuses on yoga for women. I'm just obviously using Yoga Bellies for my personal examples. However, you can even, that's still quite a broad niche. Okay. There are niches within that: yoga for pregnancy, yoga for menopause, yoga for hormonal balance, yoga for postpartum, for, you know, all of these different times. And it obviously doesn't have to be yoga for women, but whatever you're teaching, specialize, niche down, niche down, niche down. What is unique to what you're teaching? Again, any questions, just pop them in the little box. We'll go on to number two, a realistic grasp of your yoga business's ideas viability. Whew, that's a mouthful. All right, so is this a really viable idea? So we all have fantastic business ideas, especially after a couple of glasses of wine. Oh, we're going to make this fancy gadget that does this and blah, blah, blah. Let's be realistic. Okay, so here's 10 things I'm going to go through with you. Demand for your yoga classes or products among a paying tribe. So do you have lots of Instagram followers, for example, or lots of people that like your posts but never buy a bloody thing off you? Because you will have these people, all right? So, I mean, on Instagram, what I tend to find is I actually get a lot of business off Instagram, but it comes through Instagram, all right? So my followers are not the most vocal of people, and you can find that often with yoga. They will send you DMs instead of commenting, but these are things that you want to be aware of as well, that I know that a lot of the people that send me DMs constantly do not buy anything off me. And then I know the people that put the occasional like, and they will actually buy my products, my courses, my classes, my events, all right? So is there demand for what you're offering among people that are willing to pay for it? Also, a clear idea of who you are serving. Who is your tribe? You absolutely need to know who you're serving, as well as how you are giving them what they need from you, okay? How is your yoga practice or your yoga products serving this tribe? You're going to need a yoga business plan that includes how much income you need to make as well. If you do not have financial projections, you do not have a business. You are just, you have a hobby, All right. You need to know how much money you need to make and how you're going to get there. And this is part of your plan for growth and also expansion and also your exit strategy. So you might be sitting there thinking, I haven't even started this. I haven't even trained as a yoga teacher. Why would I have an exit strategy? But there may come a point in your life when you want to sell on your business. So how do you make that business a viable business entity that you can actually attach value to and sell to someone else should your life circumstances change or you want to do something else, all right? But yes, you need to plan for growth. What's this going to look like in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? What is my exit strategy? Also, how can I expand on my initial product offering and what other options can I offer my tribe to generate extra income? Okay, and that's a big part of what we cover in the Empower Training as well, about creating what's known as a funnel. So creating a selection of products and services at varying price levels that allow your customers and potential customers to get to know you, get to know your offering before they start to buy more and more. They become more and more invested in your offering. They get to know you, they like you, they trust you, they love what you're offering, and they want to really invest in working with you, with some of your higher end products or coming to retreats or whatever. Okay. You also need a mission statement. What is your mission? So what we've been talking about, why are you here? How are you helping people? How are you doing it? What is your business doing and why is it doing it? You also need a master yoga business manual, all right? So this covers everything, how everything works. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So that's all your processes and protocols. So I would say if you're starting a business, I say that you start documenting all of your processes now and you think, oh my God, why would I do that? I will tell you why. So that later on when you grow, if this is how you take a booking, then you should document that, even if it's just in a database or a Word document. Step one, add the person. Step two, take the deposit. Step three, take the health questionnaire, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever your personal process is, start to document this, because this means that if you employ people later on, you have this already documented. If you're off ill, if someone has to stand in for you for whatever reason, you can pass those processes and protocols onto someone and they can take care of that. So it doesn't matter if you're ill or you're on holiday or whatever, those processes are documented and they will be consistent, which is fantastic for your clients as well. The next thing I would say you need is a dedicated place of work, okay, where you won't be disturbed. Now, that doesn't mean that you need an office. That can simply be a space on the sofa in the living room or in the spare bedroom with a wee fold-out table and your laptop, but just somewhere that you can actually commit to getting your work done. It's super, super important. Also, somewhere that you know that when you walk away from that place, you're also going to take a rest, because entrepreneurs can often very much burn out because they just keep working, and I do not want you to do that either. You need to rest too. Very, very important, something we forget when we begin a yoga business, you need adequate startup capital and assets, ladies, okay? So you can, it's incredible the amount of people that I've spoken to over the years and they think, oh, I paid for my yoga teacher training, therefore I don't need any other money. All I need to buy is some yoga mats and away I go. Absolutely not. You are going to need some money to cover your rates, your rooms, and your wages while you get up and running. So 3 to 6 months, absolute minimum, all right? You're going to need money to invest in things like your flyers, you know, maybe if you're doing social media, advertising, business cards, all of these things that you might need initially to get started up. Yes, and to play for those yoga mats as well, all right? And as I said, a budget and a source of income. Do not just spend willy-nilly. Over the years, I have seen people, I once had a yoga teacher who spent all of her budget and time, by the way, time is part of this budget as well, spent her time knitting booties for everyone that came to the postnatal class, spent all her money in buying wee toys and candles and things to put in the packs. She was spending about 15 quid per person, complete false economy. And really, people were like, wow, that's nice, but they would have been just as happy with a couple of discount tokens for a local massage or something, you know. Really think about how you're spending your time and your money, guys. If you're giving away freebies, you know, it's not productive to sit and knit every person that comes to your class, I know this may sound obvious, but you'd be surprised. It is not time productive for you to sit there knitting booties for everyone that comes to your class, all right? Bad idea. Look at how you're spending your time. Look at how you're spending your money. And have a budget and have a source of income. So what I want you to start thinking about as well, if you're planning to solely teach yoga classes, again, this is something we talk a lot about in the Empower class, is expanding your ways to earn income so that as a yoga teacher, you are not just exchanging your time for money. I'm in a class, I'm teaching, I'm in a one-to-one, I'm teaching, therefore I'm making money. But I show you ways to set up that funnel so that people can buy products from you, whether that's clothing or ebooks or courses or whatever that is, or class recordings or meditations, audio meditations, whatever. But there is a source of income that can earn you money while you are sleeping, because you know what? You just do not have enough hours in the day. Most important, and definitely not last, but definitely not least, evidence that your idea is viable. So if you've done all of these things, written all these things down, really thought about it, you've found that market, you know, you have made your best calculated guess as to what and how much you're going to need, how much you can bring in within the first year. You know, if your startup capital is not adequate, you might also need to look at other alternatives. So things like more funding, some grants, even a loan. And you especially need to know what you can afford to pay back monthly or at term, so that that all gets covered. And yes, absolutely, you can do it with, you know, very little startup capital, but you must at least have the basic assets like a laptop, internet connection, software, or the services that you're going to need, all right? But the beauty is you are a yoga business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you can think out of the box and you can find alternative solutions to do things slightly cheaper. There's lots of free apps and services out there, for example, booking softwares, MailChimp, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, for mailing people, you know. But also a tip to think about when you're taking on software, don't choose free software that you will have to abandon when your business starts to grow, all right? So think about numbers of what you're planning to generate. Instead, use software or services that offer free accounts or at least versions that you can later upgrade. So that's something to think about as well, guys. Okay, just a wee quick one there. All right, you're with me. So MailChimp. If you sign up with MailChimp, just a quick one, you can start out with their free plan, all right? And that allows you to sign up to 2,000 subscribers and you can send 12,000 in emails a month for absolutely free. So if you don't have a mailing list set up, please go now, get to MailChimp and sign up for your free free package, and you can expand as you grow, as you can see, growing business package, pro marketer, etc. Okay. All right, any questions? Oh, got one here. If someone wants to collaborate with you, for example, pregnancy reflexologist, can you offer something in the packs, vouchers for them, but you will offer them something in return for them to offer their clients? Absolutely, and I would totally recommend networking and doing things like this, guys, because it's such a good source of new business, especially if you're doing reciprocal marketing, you're doing it for each other. The only thing with that I would say is, for example, if you're going to collaborate with a pregnancy reflexologist or you're going to recommend anyone, you 100% need to make sure that you have tried out their services and that you can genuinely recommend them. Do not recommend anyone that you don't know what you're recommending, okay? Again, you'd be surprised with this one, but you need to be a trustworthy source of information or you will lose credibility with your ladies, okay? Hope that answers your question. So number three, a well-researched yoga business idea that stands out from the crowd. All right, okay. So there is really no shortcut on this one, guys. What people need, what people accept happily from you for free, everyone's happy to download a freebie, come to a free webinar. What you now need to ensure is that some of these people will then turn into a paying market, all right? And you need to know the range of fees that you're able to charge. So you need to ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be overcharging for what I'm offering in a saturated or cash poor niche, all right? It's very, very important to know, as I said, identify your tribe. You need to know their demographics. You need to know what they're willing and able to pay for what you are offering. super, super important. You need to make sure that you're not overcharging, but at the same time, do not undercharge either. This will absolutely devalue your product, all right? Are too many people offering what I'm offering? Or is it something that people are not willing to pay for? So something that I see quite a lot of is a baby massage. Super, super popular. It's very saturated because the training time on baby massage is much less than training to be a yoga teacher, obviously. So quite a lot of people do it. And you get the free classes in the library or the local government, for example. And sometimes, you know, you think people are not willing to pay for that. This was not a problem that I ever had or that I've found to be too much of a problem, simply because I made it very clear that I was offering a higher end version of baby massage. And now Yoga Bellies offer Nurture as well, which is postnatal care of the mother in the first 40 days in the initial postpartum period. So she's coming, we're looking at Ayurvedic practices, Marma massage, self massage, and Ayurvedic care of the baby as well. So yes, you've got the baby massage and all the benefits of that, but Nurture offers something else as well, all right? So that just helps it distinguish slightly in that quite saturated baby massage market. Am I going to be undercharging while attempting to walk at the top with high-end clients or luxury retreats? So again, this is something, are you going to be charging £5 a class, trying to charge £5 a class, but you are, you know, trying to make it a high-end class? Well, that's just that's just not going to add up. If you're only charging £5 a class and you're aiming it as a high-end class, that does not calculate in people's heads. Why is it only £5? They don't see it as a bargain. They see it as not being high value, all right? So really think about that as well. How much am I comfortable charging? Now, this is a big question. As I've said, this is a big issue for yoga teachers, charging what they're worth, all right? What am I comfortable charging? Why is this what I'm comfortable with? And is this a competitive price in my niche? Now, I am not a fan of discounts. I don't like doing it. I don't do free places in Yoga Bellies classes. And what I say to my teachers is they offer something, the word's completely going out of my head. They offer a free place, a karma place, to ladies in their class who cannot afford it. Now, this is completely up to the teachers, but what I tend to recommend is that they keep two spaces in any class so that if they have someone, maybe a teenage mum or someone, you know, they've said to you, oh, look, I'd love to come to another block, but I just can't afford it. And you can say to them discreetly, you know, just come along for free, it's fine. So you can still keep your prices high, but you know that you have these karma places and that they are going to the right people and you're not devaluing your classes by giving discounts and all this kind of thing, okay? So think about different ways to work your pricing. What benefits can I bring or advantages do I have or disadvantages compared to other yoga teachers in my niche as well, all right? So definitely worth looking at what other teachers locally or teachers that are serving the same tribe as you are doing and what you can do better, all right? So no one can be 100% sure how a market is going to work, how your tribe is going to respond, but following a methodical qualification path like the way we've talked about is going to at least help you get a realistic picture on the viability of your idea, ladies, as well as it's going to help you see alternative opportunities as well if that first concept doesn't pan out or you need to tweak it a little bit too. Okay, hold on, I have another question here. If I collaborate with a yoga studio on profit sharing, how much percentage should I expect to get? That is a very personal question, Lily, and lots of studios will do it differently. Again, that will depend on what time you're getting the studio, what they're doing for you, all of these different things. So that would be very specific. I can't answer that question on that information, I'm afraid. It would be very specific as to what they're offering you and what you expect in return, okay? But just make sure that it absolutely works for you and that you're still going to be making a reasonable profit that makes it worthwhile and viable. Okay, so finally, you need to investigate and put in place all of the mechanics of setting up your business, all right? So this is the technical boring stuff. What type of yoga business you need to create, all right? So is it going to be a sole proprietorship, a limited company, incorporated company? You're going to need a business bank account. You need to make sure you satisfy any local government regulations, bookkeeping as well. Are you going to do that yourself? Is someone else going to do it? Do you need an accountant? Who's going to do your taxes? What type of taxes will you be liable for? And what can you write off? Now, these are basic business skills, okay? For example, at Yoga Bellies, we make this information available, but if you're a yoga teacher out there on your own, you're not going to have that information to hand, and you're going to have to find those kinds of things out for yourself, all right? So the fourth thing, super important, you are going to need an active yoga and business support network. You cannot completely do this alone, ladies. You can, but you will burn out and it will be very stressful, all right? If you do your due diligence and really take the time to figure out how you can not only specialize but stand out in your niche, then, and if you're able to create a, you know, a buzz about your new yoga business, then you can also reach certain goals a lot quicker than you might ever have thought possible. Okay, so let's just look at this support network. So these are some of the support networks I think are super important for any yoga teacher. You need a yoga master or mentor, all right, a peer group or a sangha, so that other yoga teachers round about you. You need an income source, your contracts and services, and accountability partners. That's you, okay? You're accountable for yourself as an entrepreneur. So let me just go into these in a little bit more detail. It is very important to figure out what kind of mentor you need. So I've said a yoga master or a mentor. So the yoga master might be who you train with, but ideally it's someone that you can have ongoing contact with, because 99% of the time you do a yoga teacher training, you go in there, you train, you go home, that's the end of it. You never see them again. You're not able to contact these people, email them. You can't ask questions. It's you've been trained, cheerio, right? If you want more than that, then you need to make sure that's available for you. A mentor as well. Do you need a business mentor? Can that come from your yoga master or a yoga community around about you? Can that come from a local business mentor, something like that? But think about who you need as mentors, okay? Second one, a peer group or sangha, which is a Sanskrit word for community. A global support community, local organization. So global support community, that could be a yoga teaching organization, a small business organization, or group, you know, profession specific organizations online as well. Speciality forums, pregnancy forums, if you're teaching pregnancy yoga, mastermind groups as well. And family and friends who are informed about and interested in your yoga business goals, and also your blog readers if you have a blog. Now, see, all of these things I've mentioned here, all of this is what we do at Yoga Bellies. All of these things tied into one is what you get if you are part of Yoga Bellies. Okay, it's all of that support, it's friends, it's family, it's a global community, and you get yoga and business support as well. So that was one of the things I created as part of Yoga Bellies as well, because I was very painfully aware that that was not available for yoga teachers freely. Okay, an income source, really, really important. Do you have a grant, a loan? Do you have parental or partner support? Do you have savings? What is going to be your income source or support? Okay, contractors and services as well. You can streamline your communication by using an online booking system. So things like, some of my teachers use ClickBook, lots of different ones. I know there's MindBodyMe as well. So lots of different ones specifically for yoga and Pilates teachers, for example. And you can also drastically cut down on the time you spend on content creation or client materials by repurposing your content as well. And that's a big thing we talk about as part of Empowered 2. Accountability partners. These are people that cheer you on, remind you of your deadlines, ask you questions, give you advice, help you out with your business. First of all, this is you. You need to be cheering for yourself. At Yoga Bellies, we all support each other completely. We cheer each other on and we share our business ideas. It's really nice. But the most important thing is you need to be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Be your own accountability partner. All right. So we'll move on to the last one. Number five, you need to have sound structural foundations, ladies. So what does this mean? It's not enough to have just the emotional supports in place, all right? It's not even enough to make sure that you have a sound business idea. You also need structural foundations that are going to support your business, right? So I want you to think of your yoga business like a house. If it doesn't begin with a strong, sturdy structure or foundation, it is going to wobble and fall apart, all right? Or else it would look very, very different from the house you had pictured at the beginning of your construction, and it would not be as sturdy as sure you can imagine. So what I really want you to do is look at your legal, your local government requirements, your solid yoga business plan, your research, your startup capital, and your basic income support, right? Follow through and taking action daily and consistently. That's what this is all about. And as I said, consider joining a collective such as Yoga Bellies or similar with a proven business model so that you can focus on what you're there to do, teach yoga, and you know that the business is going to come to you and that you're going to have that ongoing support. It just really takes a lot of the headache away from you. What you will need, self-discipline. You're going to have to be able to sacrifice and stick to your plan, all right? You're going to have to commit to action, to keeping on when it gets tough, because it can get tough, to finding ways past obstacles, to keeping your goals in sight and heading straight for it, all right? Foreknowledge as well. Most people don't become successes overnight, ladies. You need to take action, and it can quickly snowball, as it did with me. I was absolutely a victim of my own success, and this can happen through consistent, thorough planning as well, but that is important. You're going to need determination. You're going to have to get past blocks, things like fear or perfectionism, so that you can start seeing evidence of your success, all right? You're also going to need to be completely honest with yourself and have a clear grasp of any potential negative traits you might have, because we all have them, let's admit it, and how you're going to overcome them as well as acknowledging your strengths and making the most of them. You need to think about alternatives as well, guys. So what to do when your babysitter cancels, or sick, or when your client cancels, all of these things, your yoga classes rained out, all of these different things that can happen, all right? This is when we come back to protocols and that master business manual. So anticipating these situations, what is the backup plan? Setting down the protocols for how you and your assistants are going to deal with these things, all right? So that you have the specific contacts, forms, and systems all in place and ready to go should the worst happen. So creating a master business manual, I said I would come back to this. So it has a few things in it, okay? So you should put your mission statement, contact information for all the key positions in the business, even if that's just you. Emergency plan, who will take over and run things if you're unexpectedly out of commission. Protocols, what's your refund policy? Guarantees, returns. How do you want staff to respond to certain situations? Even have things like email templates. Again, at Yoga Bellies, we give you this stuff. A style guide for your brand, all right? So this is for when you're creating content. It can be the voice that you speak in, your fonts, your headline styles, colors, your logo, branding material, and also your passwords and logins that you might need to share with staff too. All right, so I hope that this has been helpful and inspirational, and I hope you have a much better idea of where you should be at in order to quit your 9-to-5, guys. But really, you need these three things. A source of basic income support, okay? No matter how that looks, as long as it works for you. You're going to need passion. Your yoga business should energize and inspire you every single day. And it should energize and inspire everyone that comes in contact with it as well. And third one, you're going to need persistence. Running your own business is not for scaredy cats. You will need to make a big commitment to giving your yoga business a fair chance, all right? To be willing to be honest with yourself and to be accountable and to stand up for your dream and really go for it, because believe me, it is a lovely life. I still do not feel as if I work after 15 years of doing this. I absolutely love what I do. I'm absolutely blessed. I can work around my family. I can, you know, spend my day as I need to. And I can do that in any kind of time scales that I want. And I'm so lucky to do that. So if you are thinking about becoming a yoga teacher, you know, and you've been able to tick off the things we've been talking about, then I highly recommend it, guys. And most importantly as well, celebrate your successes. So no matter how small they are, everything is a milestone, all right? An important indicator that you have found the right path and that you are able, you're well on your way to getting to that destination of running your dream yoga business, all right? Celebrate being here today, whether or not you leave your 9 to 5. Celebrate your dreams and the ideas that you have now, and the fact that you're not willing to settle for less than your absolute dream life, and the best for everyone around about you as well, guys. So, you know, just celebrate the fact that you're exploring these options with a clear head and making the right plans and decisions for you at this time, no matter what that is. Okay. So thank you very much for joining me, guys. As I said, there are opportunities to win 3 fantastic prizes. All right, so just take a screenshot here or take a wee note. I'm going to tell you how to win these prizes. All right. What you also have to do is sign up. So you've attended today's webinar, and I need you to sign up for the one on the 10th of April to qualify for these prizes. Yoga CEO Mindset, taking your business to the next level. By attending today's workshop and the next one, you're eligible to win a full scholarship for Empower at £3,500 value. Okay, so that's a 300-hour course. Second prize, full scholarship to module 6 of Empower, which is Soulful Entrepreneur. It's also a 50-hour YTT, accredited by Yoga Alliance International at the value of £600. And you also get 20% off Empower training should you wish to join the full training. Prize 3 is a 1-to-1 business and empowerment call with myself worth £300. And again, 20% off the Empower training if you want to go ahead with that. So how does it work? Screenshot this one. Today's secret hashtag is hashtag Yoga Bellies Empower. So after today and next month's webinar, I want you to post on Instagram who your tribe is. This is today's task. Who your tribe is and why you serve them, all right? And I want you to tag Yoga Bellies and Cheryl Yoga Bellies. That's me. So I put a little example. My tribe is pregnant and postnatal women because I love all things birth and baby and want to support women during these vital times. Yoga Bellies Empower, at Yoga Bellies, at Cheryl Yoga Bellies. That's what it would look like. It's that simple, guys. If your account's private, take a screenshot and you can DM it to Yoga Bellies so that we can see that and enter you in the competition, all right? Does anyone have any other questions for me at the moment? Okay, if you have any, just pop them in. I'll carry on. So if you want to continue to hear a bit more about Empower, stay tuned. If you want to make sure your yoga business idea doesn't get lost in the crowd, if you want to come up with a yoga business that attracts clients and customers who are a joy to work with, if you want to be able to set everything up correctly the first time, avoid any pitfalls, make sure you don't reinvent the wheel, learn to leverage your personal assets, all right, that you are wild, and create a yoga business that you're crazy about, and see results that are going to energize you every day, then Empower could be for you, all right? So let's talk a little bit more about my favorite course. This is our 300-hour women's yoga and empowerment training, all right? There's lovely Ellie, one of our teachers. This is some of the content from the course here. What is Empower going to help you to do? It's going to help you discover what you really want from life. So this is what some people don't understand about the Empower program. It is a yoga teacher training and personal Empower program. Okay, so it begins very early with looking at what do you want from life? What do you want from being a yoga teacher? And we create a plan to help you get there over that 6 months, okay? In your personal life and in your yoga business. I'm going to help you begin the work you were always meant to do, all right? Revitalizing your own feminine health and wellness while helping other women to do the same thing. Also to establish and grow your personal brand and wellness business. To understand why yoga has very specific and special benefits for women, all right, that benefit us off the yoga mat as well, and to learn obviously all of the unique Yoga Bellies practices to support women throughout all of the different life stages, and to explore the ways in which yoga can help alleviate and treat female-specific medical conditions, living in alignment with our natural cycles and nature, and discovering what a women's yoga practice needs to look like and why the BAPS, the back, the abs and the pelvic floor are central to a woman's wellness throughout life. We're going to learn female-centric yoga practices to improve every aspect of your life physically, mentally and emotionally. And we're going to use everything that you learn in Empower to burst through any personal blocks, exceed your personal goals and just basically help you live your best life. Now I have a couple more questions here. Hold on, I will pop here. Boop, boop, boop. Let's see. Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed that, guys. Just some comments here, some thanks. All right. Who is it for? This is not just for yoga teachers. It is a 300 hours, but you do not need to be a yoga teacher already. You can be someone who just loves yoga or really wants to dive deep into their personal yoga practice. You do not even have to want to teach yoga to join. You can be a midwife, a doula, a birth or baby worker who wants to add feminine yoga into their practice. You could be a PT, a physio, a chiropractor, or of course, you could be a yoga teacher or yoga studio owner who wants to expand in their learning and focus on yoga for women. All right, and this is just a quick overview of the six modules. So the first module is empower. And we dive deep into some shadow work. We look at the what's holding you back personally and where you want to be by the end of the course, what you want to achieve. So it's a very personalized program for you. Module two, we look at seasons and cycles. We look at yoga throughout the menstrual cycle and adapting that. We also look at the triple goddess and the different phases of the female life. And also we look at seasonal yoga and adapting our practice throughout the seasons of the year as well. We then go into module three, welcoming the crone, which looks at the four stages of menopause, from perimenopause all the way to postmenopause, and adapting our yoga and self-care practices and nutrition for menopause. Module four is birthing the mother. This is our pregnancy module, and we're looking at yoga for pregnancy and childbirth here, okay? And we also look at birth hypnosis. We look at the mechanics of pregnancy and birth, the various stages, and then we look at all the different yoga bellies practices, as we do in all the modules, that are going to help women at this specific time. Module five is mother and child. Now this is a chock-a-block module because this looks at postnatal yoga for mum after birth. It also looks at baby yoga, okay? And also a bonus module within here of baby massage. So by the end of module five, you'll be a trained postnatal yoga teacher, a baby yoga teacher, and an infant massage instructor as well, all right? And it's super important module for helping mum with bonding with baby and also recovering mentally, physically, emotionally from childbirth, okay? Module six is our business specific module. So while I will be telling you about business, we'll be talking about business throughout the 6 months, this one is specifically on taking all of those skills that you've learned in the other five modules and putting them into your personal business plan. I will do a one-to-one call with you. We will look at the Empower plan that you made in module one. We will review that. We'll find out, you know, look at those goals. Did you achieve those goals? If there are any holes in that, how are we going to make sure that you keep going and that you get what you want from Empower after the training? Okay. And then at this point, you can choose to actually join the Yoga Bellies community and become a Yoga Bellies teacher, but there is no obligation to do so. You can also choose to go and do your own thing with the information that you have learned. Or you can, if you already have an established business, you can stay part of Yoga Bellies, which means you're searchable on our website and you still have access to the support and business resources, but you're still teaching under your name. So you could be, for example, our teacher in Dubai, Ellie. She has her yoga business is called Om Moms Club, super cool name. And Om Moms Club offers Yoga Bellies for pregnancy classes, for example. So you can work like that too. Lots of different ways you can work. If you have any questions, let me know. Here's me, here's some of the team. Lovely Joanne here, who's our resident physiotherapist. Hilary Kimball, who is a very well-regarded women's sexuality coach. Dr. Mike McDonald, my husband, who is a consultant cardiologist and longevity and weight loss specialist. And we have Tara, Kim, Ellie and Siobhan, our fantastic senior yoga teachers, who are part of the team. You'll be assigned one of these senior yoga teachers as part of your nest. You'll go into a group of three or four, and one of these gorgeous women will look after you throughout the duration, along with myself, okay? And these are just some of the nice things. You can read, you can see lots of video testimonials on our YouTube channel. You can read these on the Empower course page as well. Some of the fantastic things that our graduates have said. I've been so grateful for their feedback. And just the course that we finished there was just amazing. I'm going to miss the ladies so much, but obviously lots of them are part of Yoga Bellies now, so I'm not going to miss them too much. I see them all the time. But just, oh, it's just fantastic. You meet friends for life on this course. So some questions you might have: what does online yoga teacher training look like? Okay, as I said, the landscape for yoga teaching and training has very much changed. You get access to an exclusive online Yoga Belly school platform where you can access all of your manuals, your course materials, and you can even submit your assignments as well, all right? You'll be able to access live and recorded practice sessions, so yoga practice sessions, lectures, nest sessions for informal discussions, and you can use that platform from your phone, from your iPad, your laptop, whatever you want. And you can also access the Empower community, so all of our forums, you can chat to all of the Empower and Yoga Belly's teachers, and you can contact us online as well. But it's very, very interactive. We're looking after you all the time, and all of our course materials are in a range of mediums. So we have video, audio, and written format as well to accommodate all of the different learning styles. And this is just a little example of what our materials look like, okay? So what's included, you can read all of this on the website, but some of the things are, there's over 60 hours of video content, all right? That includes step-by-step breakdown of every single posture that we use at Yoga Bellies, 30 hours of Yoga Bellies class live recordings from different teachers, practices and techniques, lectures on all of the Yoga Bellies themes and topics, and you get printable handouts and cheat sheets as well. Yoga Bellies business training with video lectures, and again, printable handouts and handbooks. Home study first aid certification as well. Step-by-step Yoga Bellies class plans. You get access to them if you're a Yoga Bellies teacher. Lots of teacher training handbooks. They are absolutely bursting at the seams with information, guys. Regular ongoing live sessions with myself and my team of fantastic teacher trainers and guest experts. And your own Empower plan as well to guide you through your personal yoga and teacher training journey with your fantastic Nest sessions as well. So with the other ladies, we're all going to be supporting each other very closely. It's such a fantastic journey, and I can't wait to meet the next batch of ladies that are going to be joining me on Empower. As I said, you don't need to be a yoga teacher to join. If you don't want to teach yoga, Empower is still for you. A couple of the ladies on the last Empower course were not interested in teaching at this point or potentially ever. They did it for their own personal wellness and yoga journey. What is a 300-hour yoga teacher training? It is, if you think of a 200 hours like a bachelor's degree, it has the foundations, and a 300 hours is more like a master's degree, so it's very specialist. And what our course is, Empower, is specializing in your personal yoga journey and also yoga for women. So we can dive really deep into specific aspects of feminine yoga that you wouldn't be able to cover in a 200-hour course, all right? And that's the difference. Sorry, that's cut off there. That is the difference between a 200 and 3-hour training. What can you expect to begin to truly live your yoga on and off the yoga mat, to work on your yoga and personal empowerment journey as you're learning as well? You will also gain a Yoga Alliance International accredited 300-hour yoga teacher training. You will absolutely become an expert in women's health and yoga throughout the life stages. You will learn everything you need to create and grow your yoga business, and you will become part of a worldwide community of women supporting women. What more could you ask for? All right. Okay, so just I'll talk about payment options here. So these are in GBP, Great British Pounds, all right? So the early bird price is still £2,997, all right? And you also get 1,200 worth of bonuses, so that should actually by the end of March, it's been extended, and you get instant lifetime access to all of the course materials. After that, the full payment will be £3,497. There are two installment options. Just now, until the end of April, there is actually a 9-month installment option. So the first payment is £1,000 plus the first installment of £222. So the first payment you'll make is £1,222, and then there will be 8 more monthly payments of £222. The other option, if you sign up after April, is the 6 installments of £499.50. All right, and that's 6 equal payments. So I hope I have given you lots of information to really be thinking about. Is becoming a full-time yoga teacher for me, or even just ramping up my teaching, is this the right path for me? Again, you can watch this again. You will have access to the replay. You will have everything you need to run your yoga business. I hope the information on Empower has been interesting. If you want to drop me an email at cheryl@yogabellies.com if you have any questions. And also, guys, please remember, to enter yourself into the competition as well, hashtagging Yoga Bellies Empower and at Yoga Bellies and at Cheryl Yoga Bellies with your task for the day. So thank you very much. If you have any more questions, please drop me an email, and thank you again for joining me, ladies. I know we ran over a little bit there. Have a lovely rest of your weekend, and I will hear from you all soon. Namaste. Thank you.